Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Abby Gold, and this is my first time at Holden Village, and I've always felt like I should come here, and I needed to come here because I've heard about it for so many years from friends. A couple of colleagues had taught here last year and the year before. Then Sharon Query became the education consultant for the village, and she asked me to propose a class on food systems. So I did, and that was a really fun process to conceptualize a 3-series workshop about community building around food. And the reason I know about community building around food is because I worked for the University of Minnesota and North Dakota State University Extension programs for about 8 years. And during that time, I worked heavily in the community around developing programs, community food systems, and how people can become more engaged in the food that they eat, and understanding where the food comes from, for example, understanding how to use new foods that they may not think that you could really eat, and then also understanding how to source foods, especially local foods. And the other piece of that is making sure that everybody in a community has access to healthy foods. So it's not just the people of means that can afford healthy food. How can we assure that food is available, healthy food specifically, is available and accessible to everybody in a given community? I am a big believer in access to whole foods, and helping people learn how to use whole foods. Not that it is for everybody, because some people might not have access to a kitchen, for example. So another piece about me is my background. I have a degree in nutrition and dietetics, and I'm professor of public health right now. And I've always believed that food is a way to achieve good health, eating healthy food. And it should be that everybody has the means and the access and the knowledge to, you know, consume healthy foods. With that, I thought it would be a good idea to come to Holden and talk about how food is related to community and community building. So I developed a 3-series workshop. The first workshop in the series is where I talked about, well, what is a community food project? What does that mean? You know, well, people think of community gardens. That's an immediate one that you might come to mind. But there are also other projects that you can do in your community. For example, starting a food co-op, starting a food policy council to think about how you might need to change some laws in your community so that you can, for example, the example I always use is chickens in your backyard. You know, a lot of people are moving toward wanting to do things like that because they want access to eggs, their own eggs. So the first workshop really focused on kind of defining what community food projects were, and then mapping out processes for planning different community food projects using a process called ripple effect mapping. And then the second class was about community organizing around a community food project. So built on the community food projects in the first class, and we kind of built out what are the kinds of partnerships that you need to develop in a community in order to make your project happen. And so that also you're not the only one doing the project, because that can lead to heavy burnout, especially if it's a volunteer project. A lot of faith communities have food pantries, for example, and people burn out on those pretty quickly. It's a pretty volunteer intensive kind of project focus to have in your faith community. So how do you build partnerships in your community so you can sustain your project and also not be the only one actually, you know, being concerned with that type of work? So the third workshop really centers around leadership development. So like what I said earlier, you're not the only person in your faith community or in your, you know, community organization that is doing the project. So as a leader or somebody with a good idea and wanting to enact that idea, good leaders always develop other leaders. So you're not going about it all by yourself, because that can lead to burnout. And there's a phrase that I love. It's called STP. It's the same 10 people that always show up for everything. And after a while, those STP become very, you know, disillusioned or burned out, and they tend to give up unless they have a way to energize themselves by bringing new leaders into the fold. And so that's what the final workshop is about. And we always use food projects as a way to amplify those leadership skills. That's the three series workshop. Pretty simple. What I really tried to do was provide examples of facilitation techniques that people can use in their groups as they're working on different projects. So first class, when we talked about building or planning a community food project, I showed the process of ripple effect mapping. Ripple effect mapping is like a mind mapping tool where you can lay out, you can use ripple effect mapping for planning, so looking ahead, but you can also use it for evaluation, so looking behind at what happened. And so it's a process by which you take a central theme or a central point in time, and you either work ahead or you work backwards. So if you've ever done a mind map with bubbles, the more you bring one thing up, it leads, offshoots other things that have happened as a result of the work that you did or will do. And then the second workshop, I did a stakeholder map. It's called reciprocal stakeholder mapping.
Okay.
Where you look at who your potential partners for a project are, and mm-hmm. you say, okay, back to that community garden idea, the greenhouse down the street will probably be interested in donating plants to our garden. But we have to figure out what's in it for them too. So it's a give and take with all of our partners. So there's always something that we give back to them in order for them to give something to us.
Right.
So that's reciprocal mapping. And then the leadership workshop is mostly just discussion based about what it means to be a leader and how to build leadership in other people so that you don't become burned out on a project.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.